Welcome to Living on the Increase with Minister Tony Preston, where you will be challenged to exchange your to-do list in life for Jesus's do list for your life. For the next 30 minutes, you'll hear a message that is real, relatable, yet will speak right to you with expectations of you making a closer move toward Christ-likeness. Here is Minister Preston.
Hi, it's Pastor Preston with Living on the Increase. This week, I just want to talk to you a bit regarding the anxieties and the uncertainties that come with this period of time that we're living in. And you know that we're living in some uncertain times, and it's being exhibited by this virus that's going around, not only in our city, but in our state, in our United States, and across the world. And I think as I speak today, in these United States, we have almost 300,000 cases of this coronavirus, and we have almost 6,000 deaths. And it seems like it's gotten to a point where the deaths have just become numbers, and lives seem to don't matter anymore. And we're just calculating the dollar figure that's compared to the life, but we know that every life is valuable. Jesus said God's will is that none of these lives should be lost, and he was speaking eternally, because you know we all have to die one day, but there is a place of eternity for those who have put their faith in Jesus Christ. And as every life dies, all the 6,000, what comes to my mind is not the physical death. I know there's hurting families that are left behind, but it's more so I ask myself, did that person endure? Did they have their eyes fixed on Jesus at the very end? Did they know Jesus when they took their last breath? And basically, ultimately, are they going to heaven? That's the scary thing about all of this, is this accelerated thing that is going through our environment. But I want to encourage you a little bit today in this Living on the Increase message about how to go through this moment. And when you fix your eyes on Jesus, you can go through this moment with peace. You can go through this moment knowing that God has our back. He's going to provide for us. He's going to take care of us. See, this is nothing new for God. Jesus Christ himself faced this sort of uncertainty about life as they tried to take his life. And you know, this series I am preaching on is called It Took the Cross and It Took the Resurrection. Basically, it took the life of Jesus Christ to be surrendered and God to raise him to life so that we can have eternal life. The hope of life rests in what God did. The scripture says if for only this life we have our hope, we don't have our hope in only in this life. Our hope has to go beyond. It has to look beyond. It has to endure beyond this life here. It has to be fixed and it has to be focused on eternity. And so I ask you today, are you fixed going through this moment in time? Is your eyes focused on Jesus Christ and not getting pulled away by the things of this world? You see, in Hebrews chapter 12 in our Bibles, and we're going to come from there today, because there's no time like now to really take a big look, a big fix. Eyes gaze, staring, fixed, focus on Jesus to see what he did for us, especially in moments like this. It says, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight. He said, let us lay aside every weight, this thing that weighs us down, it helps us to stop us from walking this life of faith, and the sin which doth so easily beset us. This is a moment to start looking at our lives and what do we naturally go through when we're in, dealing with the struggles of life. You know, human nature has us when we're faced with temptations, when we're faced with stress, we seem to go to that thing that makes us feel good at the moment. But we want to start running to eternal things in difficult times and not get caught off of things that weigh us down and cause us to sin. And it says, let us run with patience the race that is set before us. And we have to see that it is a race, and we have to be patient in our walking and our living. This thing will be over soon. Don't worry about it. God has it, but we have to be patient. We have to wait on God. Don't get disgusted at God and say, where are you, God? Where are you in this moment? It is your fault. And that is human nature, to blame someone. And usually we want to blame God when it comes to things of this size and this nature. Where it says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. See, God didn't bring us through life just to leave us alone when something big hits. We stepped into faith when we accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. He's the author of it. When we say, I accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior, Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. When we made that statement, he was the author of our faith. We began life with him. And he never said this life was going to be easy. And actually, he said the opposite. He says, as they persecuted me, they will persecute you also. They hated me, they will hate you also. So Jesus already let us know ahead of time, even before we accepted him, we accepted him on those terms, that we will face difficult times. We will face persecution. We will face rejection, just like he faced it. But we have to know and believe. And I think we knew and believed at the very beginning the tenets of the faith. But now you're experiencing those things of that faith. And are you going to let him finish this thing for you? Are you going to stay fixed on him? This says, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. Jesus, Apostle Paul talks about how Jesus saw the cross. It was set before him. The joy was you and I. And he had to endure that cross because he knew if he endured it, you and I will be in heaven with him. We will have eternal life. He will have put sin to death. And despising the shame, he took it on. This was God himself. He gave his life for us. So he gave it knowing that for his momentary moment that he would be taken from this life, he knew he would be raised again. He had to endure that cross and believe in the promise of the Father that he will be raised again to life and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Jesus finished. And so we have to finish. And that's what it says. So I'm going to give you five things in this message that we have to have about our faith. Because our faith has to be fixed. It has to be unmovable. It can't be knocked off of its foundation. So we have to have an unmovable faith. We have to have an enduring faith. We have to be rooted in the righteousness of our faith. And we have to have a delivered faith. And then lastly, we have to have a resistant faith. And I'm going to read from 1 Corinthians 15:58. And this is a powerful verse. I'm talking about we have to be unmovable in our faith. We have to be unmovable. There are going to be many things that come our way to try to move us off. The enemy wants to move us off our faith. Difficulty, hardship, struggle is going to come our way. But are we going to stay rooted and grounded? Are we going to stay moved? Are we going to be solid for Christ? 1 Corinthians 15:58 says, therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm. Stand firm. Not be moved by anything. Let nothing move you. Let some things move you? No. Let nothing move you. Always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Your labor is not in vain. So it's not going to be all good times when you have to respond to Jesus Christ. It's times just as like this. We have to go to work, folks. We have to show people how to live for Jesus Christ. We have to show people how to live through the pain. We have to show people how to go through the uncertainty. We have to show people how to stand up in the righteousness of Jesus Christ and the power of God and believing in Lord God Jesus Christ, that he will deliver us from any moment. This is therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm. Don't be moved. Be you steadfast, the King James says. Unmovable, it says. Always, it says. Abounding, it says. In the work of the Lord, we sing it. We sing our old hymns. Be you steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. We sing it. Now we got to live it. We have to let it be ingrained in us. Unmovable, unmovable. Our faith has to be an unmovable faith. The Proverbs writer in Proverbs 12:3 says it this way. A man shall not be established by wickedness, but the root of the righteous shall not be moved. A man shall not be established by wickedness, but the root of the righteous shall not be moved. And so you think about a root. Think about a tree and really think about the smallest of tree, the mustard seed tree. And this seed is so little, but before you can even see the tall tree and what it becomes, there's some roots that are going down into the ground and they're going deep. And then they're spreading out throughout the ground and they're establishing a firm foundation. They're locking themselves in to the soil so that when that tree starts growing upward and becomes the biggest tree out there in the land, it's able to be held up. Now, we have a big life in Jesus Christ. There's so much that we have been promised with. There's so much that comes with the faith that we have in Jesus Christ. It says we have to be the light unto this world and the salt of this earth. And that is a big task. And that is a big assignment. And we can't be the light of the world and the salt of this earth. Our lamp can't shine and we can't add the flavor unless we're deeply rooted in our faith. Our roots have to go down deep. The Proverbs 12 writer said we have to be rooted in righteousness. Righteousness is doing the right thing by God. Righteousness is pleasing God. Righteousness is having faith in God. Righteousness is delivering the grace in God. Righteousness is serving others for God. We have to be rooted, and there's no time now like now to be rooted and established in the faith. You see, only in that rootedness of our righteousness is where we cannot be moved. The enemy and everything about the enemy, and I always say in his little demons, they're going to try to move us. They're going to try to strike fear in us. They're going to try to attack our health. They're going to try to attack our faith. They're going to try to attack our finances, anything they can. The strategy is to move you off of your faith in Jesus Christ. But if you're rooted in righteousness, you should not be moved. You should not be moved. Have an unmovable faith. Be rooted in righteousness. And you also have to have an enduring faith. My passage of scripture in Hebrews chapter 12, 1 and 2, in verse 2, it says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Right caught between authoring, God, putting the pen to your faith because you accept him as Lord and Savior. Who do you say I am? Peter said, I believe you that you are Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God. God scripted Peter into the Lamb's book of life. And he says, you are the finisher of our faith. And caught between looking unto Jesus and Jesus being the author and then being the finisher of our faith, is caught in between that. That's not written. It's called endurance. That's why it gave the example, the joy set before Jesus. He endured the cross. So we have to endure this life. In this life, the scripture tells us we have to carry our cross daily. So we have to endure the cross just like Jesus endured the cross. We have to endure our days. We have to endure it daily. We have to endure what comes with this life daily. Some days we wake up and just so much good things going on, and other things, days we wake up seem like all hell is being thrown our way. An agent, an assignment, a demon of hell is being thrown our way now with this coronavirus. I don't care if it's been scripted by man, then they are angels of the enemy. And it's trying to get you to move off of your faith in Jesus Christ, trying to scare you to death. And I think some of us need to be scared to life. This need to be a scared to life moment for some of us. It need to be a scared to life moment where we surrender our life to Jesus Christ, because we know there's no other way. We need to put our faith in him. We believe him now. We now start fellowshipping. We now start repenting of our old ways. We start now giving our life to Jesus. We start mending relationships. We start doing what's right, because we need to be scared to life, because this thing ain't playing. So we need to be courageous about that thing. We have to have an enduring faith. We need to fix our eyes on Jesus. We need to stand up under the pressure that comes with life. So if we're going to be fixed, we have to have the integrity of our faith. Every time we have to fix our eyes on Jesus. We have to look at him in every moment and every time. If we have to fix our eyes on Jesus, if we're going to have an integrity of the faith, that's the only way we're going to stand up under pressure. We need to fix our eyes on Jesus so that we can be rooted in the faith. The only way we're going to stand up under this pressure of life is to be rooted in the faith. We have to fix our eyes on Jesus so that we have a firm foundation. The only way we're going to stand up under pressure is we have to have a firm foundation, and that foundation is Jesus Christ. Everything about our life, our living, our relationships is about Jesus Christ. It's built on Jesus Christ. It's built on his teachings. It's built on his promises. It's built on his love. It's built on his grace. It's built on his mercy. And we have to be fixed in the truth. Standing up under pressure, we go to the truth every time. What did God say about that? What are the promises of God when the enemy tries to strike fear? What did God say? He has my back. He has my protection. He is my shield. He is my provider. He is my conqueror. He is my victor. We have to believe that. We have to be rooted. We have to be fixed in the truth. We have to be fixed. We have to be courageous. And so we have to stand up under pressure. The only way you're going to be courageous when this Satan comes, we have to know that we have been shielded by faith. We have the breastplate of righteousness. We have the helmet of salvation. We have the belt of truth. We have the spirit that prays in any and every situation, and God will answer. We have the feet fitted for readiness to take the gospel to wherever it needs to be taken. We are aptly equipped. For the moment, we are courageous. We're ready to battle. We have to have the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God. We all have to be courageous in any situation. We have to be living courageous at every moment if we're going to stand up under pressure. We have to be mature in our faith. See, it's time to stop playing with faith right now. We have to stop being kids and babies and teenagers in the faith. Now it's time to be mature in the faith. If you don't get it now, you might never get it. We need to grow up. It's not about how we look at church. It's not about how much we jump around in church. It's not about how much well we can sing in church. It's about our faith and how we respond to life. And in certain uncertainties and all these things, we have to be mature in our faith. We can't be emotionally and spiritually thrown back and forth like a wave, like Jesus said. We have to be not cold sometimes and hot sometimes, but we always have to be consistent in our faith with God. We have to be mature. That's the only way we're going to stand up under pressure. We have to be fixed on our belief. So we have to believe that's the only way we're going to stand under pressure. Believe that God is who he said he is. And I don't care how the moments change. He's going to deliver us because of the salvation of our souls, because of his son who died on the cross on Calvary. God does not change. The scripture says, like shifting shadows, like man. God has stayed. He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. God will take care of you. He delivered us. That message of the cross and the resurrection, that wasn't a new thing in the New Testament. That thing was prophesied long ago in the Old Testament under David. He will put a son on the throne that will reign forever. And God fulfilled that thing because he is the same God. He is a God that never changes what he says. He will always deliver on his promises. He promised Jesus, and Jesus came, lived, died, ministered, set up his kingdom, established, and was raised again. And he's coming back one day. God will deliver. And we have to be tested. And this is the one that we don't want to deal with. If we're going to be fixed on Jesus Christ, we have to be tested. We have to go through the flames of life. God is not giving us a soft serve all the time. He's giving us what we need to become more like Christ. He puts a little pressure on us, just like pressure is put on the stones that become diamonds, to break up all the hard stuff, to get the dirt out. God has to test us, put a little pressure on us. The scripture says we are perplexed. We are pressured on all sides, almost beyond the able to live. But regardless of that, if we stand up under that pressure, we will live eternally. Life comes with pressure. It is not easy. We're getting pressure from within and without. That's what we deal with. That's what we have to go through, because it's not for this life we live. The scripture says, if but for this life you live and have your faith and your hope, that's a sad thing. We have to have hope for a life beyond this, an eternal life. We have to stand up under pressure, and we have to be fixed, and we have to endure. We have to endure. So Isaiah 33:20 talks about a delivered faith. So here you have a movable faith, and you have an enduring faith because you're standing up under the pressure. You're going to finish. And then your faith is rooted in righteousness. You're living for Christ and you're doing the right thing. Now you have to have a deliberate faith. Isaiah 33:20 says, look upon Zion, the city of our solemnity. Thine eyes shall see Jerusalem, a quiet habitation, a tabernacle that shall not be taken down. Not one of the stakes there shall ever be removed. Neither shall any of the cords therefore be broken. Unmovable, folks. Fixed. And what God promised, with what comes with his children, look upon Zion, Old Testament, Zion, the city of God. We have a city of God waiting for us in heaven. And there is a place that's going to be peace. There'll be no more tears, no more hurt, no more hardships, no more pain, no more this pressure from outside forces just trying to deal with this world and have control of this world. It belongs to God. The government is on Jesus' shoulders. And we have a place established for us outside of this life that brings us that peace. We're going to have a time of peace. Going to have a time of just none of that difficult stuff anymore. That promise cannot be moved. That cannot be broken. God, that habitation that God has for us, it will come to pass. Jesus is coming back one day. He is coming back to get his own, his church. And so I'm just challenging you to fix your eyes on Jesus. I know it's not easy. I know it's hard. I know it's struggle, financial difficulties, relationship difficulties, job difficulties, health difficulties, cancer, whatever it is, fix your eyes on Jesus. He's our only hope. Just because we look at something else or somebody else, those things don't go away. He wants us to fix our eyes on him. Now, here's the thing about it. When you fix your eyes on him, you don't fix it on him alone. 1 Peter 5:9 and 10, and I read the NIV. It says, resist him, standing firm in the faith. And him is Satan. Everything that's not Jesus comes from the enemy, trying to move you off of your faith. Say, resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that the family of believers throughout the world is undergoing the same kind of sufferings. So you have a knowledge of what God's people are going through. Somehow they've spoken to you. You've heard the testimonies. Back in the Old Testament, they would write letters and tell them what the churches was going through and enduring. It was for their hardships in these other churches that they would tell their stories, that the one that was receiving it, if Peter was writing 1 Peter, that they can have some comfort, because if this church went through it and these Christians went through it and God brought them out of it, then if you go through it, the same God will bring you and deliver you through these all kinds of suffering. No matter who is the author of the suffering, it's always the enemy. The enemy is trying to get you off your foundation. But the scripture says in verse 10, and the God of all grace who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, let me hear you folks, a little while. This thing is going to end. It's not going to last forever. It's not going to stay on you. You're going to be delivered from it. Jesus went onto the cross, but he came off of that cross. Jesus went into the grave, but he came out of that grave. And Jesus went up to heaven, but he's coming back to get you. And with himself, the scripture says, with himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. That is your fix. Fix your eyes on Jesus. You can have a faith just like David, that has the faith to shut the mouths of lions. The resisting him is Satan. He goes around like a roaring lion. And you can have the faith, if you trust in God, he'll shut that enemy up. He'll close the mouth of the enemy. And you can endure and you can live. Nobody can overcome our God. God is all powerful. So, be encouraged. Are you fixed? Today, I hope you heard his word. Be encouraged. Be rooted. Be courageous. Be mature. Believe in the work of God. Receive this as a testing of your faith, and let that testing shape you and break you and mold you and crack you, and so that God can get to the good, righteous stuff of your life. Be immovable, steadfast, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you. We thank you for this time and this moment. But we pray for the saints. We pray for those who don't know you. We pray, Father God, in all of it. The saints and those who don't know you, they can see you clearly. The saints can trust in you a little bit more, that their faith is rooted in righteousness. The unbelievers, that they can come to Jesus Christ and knowing that there's no other way outside of this world. Father God, the only way is Jesus Christ. Father God, I pray that they can confess him as their Lord and Savior. I pray that they have their sins washed away in baptism, hearing and believing your words, Father God, and walking in the newness of life. That's it. So I bless you today, and I pray that you make a decision for Jesus Christ. If you need to be taught or shared with on an individual basis, you can call me or email me. Tony Preston, Christ Center Christian Church, Living on the Increase Ministry, 904-347-7599. You can email me at cccjacks@outlook.com. Be blessed, endure, live righteous, live faithful. Fix your eyes on Jesus. Have a blessed weekend.
To download the sermon notes from today's message, visit www.tonyprestonspeaks.com or email increase@tonyprestonspeaks.com. Until next week, pray about Jesus' do list for your life, and watch God do amazing things with your life.